USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The big contrast between Democrats and Republicans is Republicans thrive on small government, and Democrats love big, bulky government. Under Democrat President Biden, there are now more armed bureaucrats in government than there are U.S. Marines. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Biden's student loan forgiveness was done illegally.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Nancy Pelosi in July of 2021. The Columbus, Ohio Teachers Union and the Columbus Board of Education have reached a conceptual agreement, ending a strike and allowing students to return to the classrooms on Monday. We are USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
As the recession continues in the United States, President Biden continues to govern via executive order.
President Joe Biden unveiled his plan Wednesday to forgive $10,000 in student loan debt, with borrowers who have Pell Grants getting as much as $20,000 forgiven. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, criticizes the president for comparing student loans to loans given to small businesses during the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Student loans are loans to people who want to pursue college education, who are unable to afford it otherwise, and it's a commitment to the lender to pay the money back. In the case of SBA loans, they end up producing business and jobs and opportunity, and they get paid back.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Representative Chip Roy, the Republican from Texas on Newsmax last night, says Democrat President Biden's action to forgive up to $20,000 of student debt is an abuse of executive power.
What do I tell the plumber who worked his way through starting a business but didn't take out student loans, and now the government is going to give a $10,000 handout to all these student loan holders? What do I say to him? Because Biden is saying, screw you. What do I say to the GI Bill recipient who sacrificed and served our country and then came back and took advantage of the GI Bill? What do I say to him or her? Well, you know, screw you, because that's what Biden is saying. Look, this is all about handouts to people who have gender studies degrees or sociology degrees and living in their parents' basements. I'm sick of this stuff. The American people are sick of this stuff. This is the same philosophy that has the IRS agents who are now going to be going after hardworking Americans, the FBI agents who are targeting parents who dare challenge the education establishment, and now we're going to fund the very nonsense that are being led by an education and academia of universities that are polluting the minds of our children.
A federal judge on Wednesday granted the Justice Department's request to temporarily block a portion of Idaho's near-total abortion ban. The ban is set to take effect Thursday and would outlaw abortion in the state unless a pregnant person's life were endangered or if the pregnancy was a result of rape or incest that was reported to law enforcement. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.